Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 7th, 2016. It's apparent from the large crowd that we have here today that all of you are extremely interested in our proceedings here today. And not for other reasons, but we're going to begin our meeting here today with the invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you in mankind. Lord, help us stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful for all the positive things you have provided for us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge by nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order on our agenda today. We'll begin with on the addendum to the Commissioner's Court item under County Commissioners. Item G is to receive and file a letter of resignation of Constable Coley Nick Salimi. Item H is to consider and potentially appoint a replacement for the unexpired term of Constable Precinct 1 created by the resignation of Constable Salimi. Do I have a motion on those two items? Been moved and seconded by everybody that do I have a suggestion as to whom that replacement for Constable Salimi might be?
Take the honor to say this. At this point in time, with Mr. Salimi resigning, is duly respectful of the citizens of Jefferson County who voted in the new constable, Mr. Earl White. I will put his name in that position.
Do I have a second of that? Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Easy for me to say. Unanimously. Congratulations, Mr. White. You'll come up here.
If I can get Judge Thorne to come up here.
This time, if you'll be seated, we're going to ask Judge Larry Thorne to administer the oath of office to our new constable. Constable White, would you like to say anything? Okay, yeah, you've still got to file your bond before I can really call you constable.
Judge, I want to say one thing. The only reason I voted for now Constable White is because he's married to our classmate, Miss Marilyn Pace in school, Miss Marilyn White. So I hope that's why you voted for him also.
Well, I couldn't vote in that precinct.
No, I mean today.
Well, we certainly congratulate you, and you certainly married above your head going and getting Fort Ocker girl. And if you will visit with Ms. Isaacs and Mr. Erickson and Human Resources, they'll get your bond taken care of and you can get to work. And we appreciate your cooperation. We know you wanted to stay at the fire department a few more months to finish up some work there, and but we appreciate you recognizing the need we had here and offering your plans to the county. Thank you. All right. Another item out of order is under County Commissioners. Item A is consider possibly and possibly approve a proclamation for the Gift of Life Youth Advisory Council for National Kick Butts Day. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal.
Y'all can still stay. There's a lot of business to take care of.
I guess they're not as interested in county government as I thought. With regard to National Kick Butts Day, I've got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Could we close those doors? And the proclamation reads as follows. Whereas March 16, 2016 is National Kick Butts Day and the Gift of Life Youth Advisory Council members are joining thousands of students across the country who are taking part in a national initiative as anti-tobacco advocates. Whereas the Gift of Life youth leaders representing 23 Southeast Texas schools will implement peer-to-peer awareness activities to combat the tobacco industry's marketing efforts that target young people as their replacement smokers to take the place of smokers who die and quit. Whereas the Gift of Life's youth tobacco educational initiatives will help give kids a fighting chance against tobacco use as the vast majority of smokers start as children. And in the U.S., 90% of all smokers start while in their teens or earlier. Whereas although traditional tobacco use such as smoking cigarettes is declining among youth, findings from the 2014 National Youth Tobacco Survey show that current e-cigarette use among high school students increased from approximately 660,000 to 2 million students. And among middle school students, current e-cigarette use more than tripled with an increase from approximately 120,000 to 450,000. Whereas most e-cigarettes contain nicotine and other chemicals which can cause addiction, may harm brain development, and could lead to continued tobacco product use among youth. And whereas it is estimated that more than 5.6 million children will ultimately die from smoking unless rates decline. And whereas tobacco use involving smoking and exposure to secondhand smoke is the number one cause of preventable death in the United States, and one-third of all cancer deaths are attributed to tobacco products. Whereas to address the public health epidemic from tobacco usage, the Gift of Life implemented the Don't Smoke Your Life Away tobacco program to educate Southeast Texans on the economic impact and health care hazards of tobacco. And whereas the Gift of Life Tobacco Control Coalition of Southeast Texas strives to reduce the appeal and acceptability of tobacco products. implement tobacco cessation initiatives and reduce secondhand smoke exposure, which will help reduce tobacco-related disease. And whereas smoking kills more people than alcohol, AIDS, car accidents, illegal drugs, homicides, and suicides combined, with thousands more dying from smokeless tobacco uses. And whereas tobacco costs the United States more than $150 billion in lost productivity and $170 billion in health care expenditures each year. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim Wednesday, March 16th, as the Gift of Life Youth Anti-Tobacco Day in observance of National Kick Butts Day in Jefferson County. Ms. Sampson? beginning with items under purchasing, item A is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for marine motor fuel for Jefferson County with CNI Oil Company for a second one-year renewal from March 29, 2016 to March 28, 2017. Item B is to consider and approve price increase for a term contract for lighting supplies for runway and taxi at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Blue Globes LLC for item 4 bulb 62-watt 6.6 amp GE Krauss Heinz brand from $32 each to $39.80 each effective March 7, 2016 due to increases in manufacturing costs. Item C is consider and approve, receive, and file a job order contract with C-Tech Construction Corp. for the installation of boat ramp rub boards at Keith Lake in the amount of $44,991.94. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
I got a question, Judge. Question again, lighting is that a continual contract, or is it something that we're in the contract when we went out RFP, the increases?
Is there a second?
I made a motion.
I'm a second. Did we have to do it?
No, sir, this was done through purchasing with a job order contract. Yes. Yes, sir. We got several in comparison.
And is this being paid for with the Parks and Wildlife grant funding? Is it KEPRA funding? What's the source of the funding?
No, the funding was originally set up as part of the boat ramp project. We ended up with the funds available for this, and actually we're going to have some funds left over. So we've been working closely with Patrick on this.
I know that several months ago that I'd gotten an email with some photographs of a man who was kind of upset that he damaged his boat because of the lack of the board on the place.
It'll go to that capital project that we had. You know, that part of that was to... Any extra we had, we kind of moved to the cycling project, so we just had to utilize some of that.
My question, Don, was this part of our project specs for this boat ramp, or is this an afterthought, or? No, this was just the continuation of the completion of the ramps, and we did not include this because the contractor we had was not really geared for this sort of thing. He was mostly the main contractor for doing the bulkheading and that sort of thing and pouring the concrete. And this is kind of a specialty item. So we held it to the last thing and bid it out separately.
One of my concerns under the project qualifications that's listed underneath our backup, and maybe I'm reading it wrong, it says two of the sidewalks of the four were underwater during low tide. Am I reading that correctly?
Well, no, that's not quite correct.
Okay.
It has been, we've had a lot of water here recently. And so two of the boat ramps have been underwater. But they are designed to do this so that there's always ramps available.
Okay.
And they're at different elevations to cover handicap usage at high tide and low tide.
Okay. And the kayakers use it too.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Actually, when I was out there, I saw several kayakers using them for that purpose.
Right. Well, on those low ramps, Mr. Rail, what I'm concerned about is that will this contract have some type of buffer or something that would allow in high tide motors not to hit the guy Judge is talking about? I think. That low ramp for a handicap on the lower, when there's high tide, the ramp was not visible.
Yes, and we're putting markers, this contractor will put markers along all the ramps. So if they do go underwater, they'll be visible.
Okay, so damage to someone's boat won't be a kind of an issue.
Okay, thanks.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget amendment for County Court of Law Number 2 for additional cost for energy defense in the amount of $4,500. Item B is regular county bills, check number 418042 through 418266. Do we have a motion on those two items? Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Thank you. I'm back to my normal self after we have a sense of what I'll call from down there out of the fairly request is that I'm using for.
This one is this is actually transcript testimony related to a case.
So we didn't know that was going to happen before then. We didn't know we were going to have those expenses.
We had probably seen that in the past. Based on some of the
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, under County Commissioners, we've already done item A. Item B is consider and possibly approve, receive, file an amended resolution regarding an abandoned right-of-way for Country Club Road. Item C is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file an interlocal agreement pursuant to Section 791.014 of the Texas Government Code between Jefferson County and the Needleman Independent School District for street repairs. Item D is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file an interlocal agreement pursuant to the government code between Jefferson County and the City of Needleman for street repairs. Item E is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file an interlocal agreement pursuant to the government code between Jefferson County and the City of Fort Natchez for street repairs. Item F is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file an interlocal agreement pursuant to the local to the government code between Jefferson County and the City of Groves for street repairs. Do we have a motion on those items?
I'm going to second that, and I'm going to make sure that we do have the language pretty tight of what will be done by us and what we will be reimbursed.
I neglected on the addendum. Item I is consider authorizing county judge to execute all grant applications for BP Oil Spill Restore Act funding for beach dune restoration and other environmental projects.
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion.
Just to address that question, Commissioner, this went before our county attorney and also has been looked at. This is similar to interlocals that we have every year.
Okay.
There's been no change. As a matter of fact, the cities are doing their part is according to the local government code of 791 and providing us something in exchange for our assistance.
Okay.
So that's something that we made sure of. And you'll notice that's in an interlocal. For example, 200 tons of rock from the City of Needland and oil from each of the other cities. So we want to make sure that they're doing their part to provide us those resources.
Any further discussion on those items under the commission? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under engineering, we have two items. Item A is considering possibly approve an amendment to the overweight vehicle permit and road use agreement for Auger Services, Inc. by increasing the bond amount to $800,000 and adding Turner Road, Meeker Road, and Old Sour Lake Road, and that's located in Precinct 1. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a utilities permit to AT&T for the placement and bore of a fiber optic cable on Jerry Ware and Parker Drive to begin at the terminal of Jerry Ware and end at the control box west of Parker, and that's located in Precinct 2. We have a motion on those two items.
I'll second it, and I'm going on with next question on you now. I noticed that you had that only in Precinct 1, that you take the total county and all precincts in consideration under this.
Well, sir, this is a project that's only being done in Precinct 1.
Okay.
And it has to do with the mobile expansion of their chemical plant out there.
Thank you.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have unanimously. Under juvenile probation, item A is to receive and file for Jefferson County Juvenile Board's inspection and certification of the juvenile detention facilities at the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center as per Title III of the Texas Family Code, Section 51.12C. A motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Commissioners, before I get to the closed session, next week is spring break. I know that some of us will not be here. I have spoken to auditing, engineering, and purchasing, and there doesn't seem appear to be a need for a meeting next week, so what are your desires? I think Commissioner Sinegal and I are going to be down. Commissioner Weaver is going to be working.
We don't have forms, so we don't have to do it.
Okay, then we will not meet again until 2 weeks from today. 21st. And so that concludes our regular business under District Attorney. Item A is immediately following Commissioner's Court. We announce an executive closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.0725 regarding a contract being negotiated and finding the deliberation in open meeting would have a detrimental effect on the position of Commissioner's Court in negotiations with a third party. Do I have a motion on that one? Moved by Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and so we will close out of Commissioner's Court and go into executive session now. Great.